state your name and ABC number for the record, sir.
Daniel Murphy, 206-505.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Chemistry for the wine allegation on your right, and based on information we have, we were notified of this hearing back on March the 16th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
And although you cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone, there are three board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby. And Mr. Westby representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Murphy and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. As indicated, sir, Mr. Murphy, you have one allegation on your own. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by the act of changing your place of residence at 4903 West Thomas Road, apartment number 145 in Phoenix, Arizona, only about January 11, 2018, without the power approval of your assigned parole officer. The whereabouts was unknown, thus she was in a stranger from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
Well, it was the 13th, but it's true.
Which one's the 13th? I'm just looking to see which date was the 13th. That was January the 13th.
Just January 11th. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, January 13th instead of the 11th. Okay. Okay, sir, we do take note of that. But otherwise, that's true, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Murphy, I move to find that he's violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay. Agreed. Myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. And now, sir, we're getting ready to go into phase two of your hearing. And in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to reverse your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We're going to ask you to remain quiet now. We get some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Then we're going to come back and talk with you and before we make a decision. So at this time, Mr. Westwood, would you give us some background information, sir?
November 29, 2017, Mr. Murphy was released from DOC. He was arrested March 6, 2018 by Phoenix PD when he was found sleeping in an apartment complex. He was back in DOC custody March 6, 2018, with an adjusted CCD of May 23, 2018, 54 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, marijuana violation, 2 counts, each for 1 year. Prior conviction, 2006, theft, 3.5 years. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. His located information noted. Prior term supervision, 2008, TIS release completion, 9 months. Disciplinary violations are minimal, the drugs noted. Other arrest, 2011, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. Been several arrests that he's had that were drug-related, however, charges were either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G2V3.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Murphy, we are back to you. Let's just talk for a few moments. It seemed that when you were released, you were to go to Reborn Assistance in Phoenix, and then you were discharged from there when you refused the UA. And you ended up, I guess, you were approved to live at 4903 West Thomas Road in Phoenix, and you stayed there until you packed your stuff and didn't return on January the 11th, 2018. That's what we show. So, first of all, what did you refuse to do the UA, sir?
Well, I didn't refuse, really. I just couldn't go. They gave me an hour and I just couldn't go.
Okay. And then why did you pack up your things and leave? You left, you know, the apartment at that time. Why did you pack everything up and leave?
They kicked me out.
Oh, they kicked you out. Oh, so you didn't have a choice, did you?
No.
So you was tired, but you were unable to pay them or what?
No, because I didn't produce the UA.
Oh, okay. So they kicked you out. Okay. And you didn't know that you had employment. How long were you employed? I see that Haskins Electric. How long were you there, sir?
I was there until about two weeks before they found me.
Okay. And what were you doing? I know you were doing some type of work for work. What exactly were you doing? What were your skills, sir?
I was doing brand new electrical and brand new housing. I was running wire. Installing brand new electricity.
So you have a real skill, so you were in demand. Well, we let you out now or next month. You're in demand, and we're in that field, especially now that they're beginning to build more houses.
Yeah, so I actually learned it at the employment center. Well, I got out in November, and I learned it through Sunrise and Lewis Complex at the employment center. They got a...
Oh, so you took advantage of the employment center. Yeah, we heard good things about that center. We haven't visited, but we heard some great things. So you're the first success story that I knew about. So congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, and I do show that these UAs, where you have those positive for amphetamine, and then you fail to produce, then you're positive another for amphetamine, and then you fail to produce. So were you always dirty, or you just decided that you just wanted to produce, sir? And when you did, you were dirty?
I was dirty for one of them, and then one of them, that's when I kind of gave up, okay. Because I thought I
was being violated
already.
Oh, okay, and I'm just going to move on. So what are your plans once you get out? I know you have your electrical skills, where we let you out now, whether you get out in May. So what are your plans for the future, sir?
Just to get out and get back to work and to rebuild my life.
Okay, sir, but we definitely don't want to see you...
Stay away from my methamphetamine.
Yes, sir. That's what I said. We don't want to see you back in Orange again, so that's true.
No.
When was the last time you used some methamphetamine, sir?
Probably like the day before I got arrested.
Oh, okay. You haven't used any since inside? Because I know that sometimes you get some inside every now and then, so you haven't used any of that, sir?
No.
Well, we commend you for that, sir. I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time. I don't see any questions from other board members at this time. Sir, you're coming towards the end of your hearing. We want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion without repeating yourself. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
No, not really. I take responsibility for, I was using that, and I messed up, there's nothing I can say about that. As far as the residence thing is, it was, I got put into a bad situation, it started for me, with not producing at the halfway house. I've never really done real good at halfway houses. I then went to my mother's, who is also into methamphetamines, which was probably not the right idea to do. And, put me into situations where I was still around methamphetamines. So it was just the fact that I accept responsibility for it. I've obviously had a drug problem that's ruined my life several times. And I just want to do what it takes to not do methamphetamine again.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is going to get ready to go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and the board will be back to you very shortly with a decision. The board is now in discussion. I find that Mr. Murphy is a very interesting young gentleman who has a future before him, because professionally, he seems to be prepared to move forward if he can just stop using methamphetamine. I think that's the major challenge that he has, because I think he can adjust to housing at some point, but using that methamphetamine, that can create a real problem. And I hope that he will get off of the meth, and I hope that It is none of my business on this one. I will say that anyway, sir, I hope that you'll work with your mother to get your mother off her meth as well, so that both of you can live a productive life. And I know you can be productive being out there in the electrical field construction. But at this time, I think it would, I would recommend that he would remain incarcerated until May, that he is to be released. And one reason, so that he can remain clean, and hopefully he'll put a plan together so when he gets out, he will be ready to get out without a parole officer and be successful. That's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members here in
that region.
Okay, thank you so very much. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Daniel Murphy, ADC number 206505, inasmuch as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision by using methamphetamine and also leaving his place or did being discharged and not giving UAs, dropping UAs. And with that being said, that is my motion to revoke.
Second.
Agreed.
Anybody? Unanimous determination of the board. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, I hope that you will be out on May 23rd of 2018. Hope you don't look at this as a negative. We look at it as a positive for you to be clean when you come out. Next month, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You will be on your own, sir. So good luck, and thank you so much for participating in the hearing today. And please be kind enough to put the CO3 back on, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.